Italian family.
I come from a long line of
Italian huggers, and you know we love each other and all that stuff. Hey, we have a caller on the line, so let's do a little kamikaze right now and see who we got. Hello, who's on the air?
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I am great, Janet. It's good to hear you again.
Tucker
Bob here.
Tucker Bob, yeah. Good to hear from you.
Good to have you back in the area.
Yeah, it's good to be back. I'm pretty happy. So you all may feel very welcome.
As far as Trump not being able to win, mm-hmm. he's still got a couple options yet.
Okay.
I don't know if you've
blow
been
up the Congress
stuff about. Who's the guy he just pardoned, the general?
Oh, Flynn.
Yeah.
General Flynn.
He has a nuclear option he can do. He can do what Abraham Lincoln did and declare martial law throughout the country.
Yeah, that wouldn't go over, though, I don't think too well. They think
it may not go over good with the Dems, but it'll go over good with us veterans.
Hey, I get what you're saying. I mean, they've already accused him of doing that. They said months ago that he will be dragged out of the White House if he loses. So, I mean, they've already put that in our brain.
Even if he didn't lose, they're going to drag him out.
Right. Well, true. Well, they tried to drag him out.
I don't think he lost, to be honest. I think he won a landslide. I was looking at the map they had last night on the county by county.
Oh, yeah.
And he only got a few blue places, and that's in L.A. and New York. The whole rest of the country is gray.
Yeah.
From Trump. Oh, the counties that Trump won.
It's definitely
it's
the big.
It's strange that Obama Biden won more than Hillary and more than Obama did.
And Obama didn't get as many votes the second time, but his first time he ran, he got an enormous amount of votes, and Joe Biden beat that by 10 million. And that's the one I have a hard time swallowing.
Well, that's what they're saying on the algorithms on this voting. It doesn't make sense.
You're right.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, I listened to Lou Dobbs tonight, and he had a guy on there that said that all they got to do is prove one state was up to shenanigans.
Right.
And that's down in Georgia, where they see them. You see the people on video bringing votes out from under the table.
Yeah.
And they can declare this election null and void.
Yeah.
And Trump wouldn't get 4 years, but 8 years.
Yeah. Well, they're going to have to get some of that out into the public domain somehow, Bob, or it's not going to happen.
At this point, though, it's not going to happen in time.
Yeah.
If it was going to happen, it would have happened by now.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a
month. It got to the 21st.
Well,
they're supposed to certify.
I realize it's getting short, but I'm also a man of faith. I'm just praying and hoping the Lord will intervene because all this stuff's coming out, all this shenanigans.
Do we lose him?
I think. Are you still there, Bob?
Oh.
Yeah, okay.
I'm there.
It went away for a second.
I just walked in the house for a second.
Oh, okay.
I got
you.
I feeding my animals.
Oh, okay.
Goats and chickens.
Well, we're going to see. I think some of this stuff may come a little too late if it does even come out.
There's no doubt that they're shenanigans.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. But the problem is, how do you do something about it in a timely fashion when so many people are turning a blind eye?
Right. That's exactly right.
I
agree with you. There are a lot. And some of these rhino Republicans better get their act in here, because if this goes south, literally, and Biden gets in, Republicans will never win another race anywhere. It'll be totally Democratic across the whole country, because all they'll do is, we'll wait till 6 o'clock in the morning and start changing votes.
Yeah.
Because that's what they'll do.
Well, I think...
They'll keep Republicans from being in there. I mean, there are so many election laws broken, it's unreal.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Bob, thanks so much for calling in. And
glad to have you guys there. You, Mark, appreciate you being there, and Janet.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too, buddy. Bye-bye. Janet, I think, and I shared this analogy, I think, with you before, is when you're watching a football game and there is a bad call,
mm-hmm.
okay, and you see the coach just going, I mean, ape, you know what,
mm-hmm.
Over on the sideline. I mean, he's like, he's losing it.
Right.
And he is not fighting for that play to be overturned. Okay?
Right.
He's fighting. He's getting in the head of the referee, so the next time there is a play that's maybe questionable, That's the one he's going for, that it would go in their favor at that point. He's waiting for the next play, and I think we have to fight this to the nth degree, but we got to stop the point where we look like it's Kabuki Theater, and right. based on that lady we heard in the last hour, it's Kabuki Theater in Michigan.
Keep the cuckoos.
Yeah, keep the cuckoos out. You know what I'm saying?
There's plenty of legitimate examples.
Right.
We don't need that kind of craziness
right.
to deal with. And the problem is when a precedent is set and this stuff is right. allowed, mm-hmm. how do you undo it? They use this pandemic their full advantage. And I knew it was happening at the time.
Jane Fonda, Hanoi Jane, said it was a godsend for leftist people. Hello, who do we have on the air? Are you on the morning's jam? Hello?
I don't know. Is it me? I didn't hear a click.
Well, you don't hear a click on this station.
No click.
All right, so let me hold on. Let me back up. Let me act like a first time radio caller ever in life. Hello? You talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you, Craig.
I'm talking to you.
Yeah, you're on, Craig.
Hey guys, congratulations on the new gig.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good stuff.
So nice to have an option.
Yep. Hopefully it's an option you'll take.
What's that?
I said hopefully it's an option you'll take.
Well, obviously I'm taking it.
Yeah.
It's a little tough for me because I go to the gym in the mornings now. I have my bucket list is to compete in a Submasters bodybuilding contest before my 60th
good for
birthday.
You. For which birthday? Your 50th or 60th?
60th. No, my 50th is well in my rearview now.
Okay. Well, you wear it well because we've met before, so.
Oh, so you're saying I don't look like I'm 57?
No, I think you look a little younger. You know,
here's
maybe it's
funny.
That picture you keep putting up on Facebook.
A woman I was talking to that I've known for a while, and we were sort of, batting the idea around about going out. And I said, I'm a lot older than you. She says, you are? I thought you were my age. Hmm. She's 12 years younger than me.
Oh, wow. Good for you.
I guess it's because I have all my hair.
Well, that goes a long way. Yeah.
Yeah.
It really does.
Plus, I'm really immature, which is something I cultivate for that very reason.
Jeez.
Well, in that case, we'll all be young forever.
I'm with you guys. What's that?
I said, in that case, we'll all be young forever.
Well, there you go. And yeah, and I'm not one of those guys. I couldn't see myself dating somebody that much younger than me. Like, what are you talking about? Our music's different.
Right.
Politics are probably different. And 10 years from now, when I'm really broken down and old at 67 and she's still like barely 50, it's not going to
happen. Oh, my gosh, Craig. You haven't met my wife yet. Yeah. We'll talk about that another time. She's just a little younger.
Oh, you, Rob.
You guys. I'm with you on this,
cradle.
Janet. That's my second biggest concern besides desperately wanting a second Trump presidency. People can hate him all they want. He was doing a fantastic job.
Mm-hmm.
Reagan was the first president I ever voted for, and it's a different scenario. So to say he's better than Reagan, he's better at what he had to do. Reagan didn't face nearly what Trump has faced. We were a different America then. But the biggest issue I've got now, if this is it, which I still can't even bring myself to say, how do we undo this? Because the cheating is obvious. I mean, you have to be an idiot to look at this and think that this was a 100% legitimate election. They have a precedent now. They've got a pattern on how they're going to do this every single time. And I don't know how you undo it. Because if they do pack the courts, like Schumer says, then they're going to pass laws that are going to make this the everyday. And the Supreme Court will find them constitutional. And then we're screwed. We're done as a country.
Yeah, well,
I don't know.
It's a happy thought.
Yeah, it is a happy thought.
Hey, Craig.
I think you're breaking up now.
Yeah, you're breaking up.
But that's the thing. No, you're not. I'm being silly. The thing that we need to be extremely concerned about is, and the thing about it is, if this were flipped over, if these were Republican votes, oh my gosh.
Cities would be burning.
They would be burning, and the mainstream media would be all over it, and just, oh my gosh, the fainting.
There'd already be a congressional investigation. There'd already be talk of impeachment. It would be.
Can you imagine the drama
on pikes?
That would be going on if the tables were turned?
Yeah.
It would be unbelievable. But this is where we are, and so this is what we're going to have to deal with. And the thing that we need to do right now is we need to take care of what's going on in our own backyard. And that starts with representatives exactly, you know, where we are right now. Because this stuff starts at a much earlier level.
Yeah, sure.
Earlier.
And I've always said,
if you look at the county count throughout the country, on a grassroots level, we're very red. See, that's the problem I've got is I'm thinking, like, well, does it start at the grassroots level?
Yeah.
Maybe, but then again, if you look at the grassroots, we're pretty much a red country. Mm-hmm. This is really manipulation at that federal level.
Yeah,
but you've got...
How do they lose so many down ballots and still win the presidency?
Yeah.
Have situations like, well, even in Lynchburg, where you have a city council filled with, I'm using air quotes now, independents.
Yeah, independents is nothing but a
Democrat. And they're not independents. Right. They're not, by a long shot, independents.
Democrat with a different sweatshirt on.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
And so, you know, it starts by holding people accountable and not playing those games at the local level, so we don't have to end up playing those games at the national level.
And in all honesty, these are our farm teams for greater people to rise up through the political stratosphere.
Right. Craig, thanks for calling in this morning.
Appreciate it. Hey, heard from Sandy. She says, we need you now more than ever during these strained and challenging times. Thanks, Sandy.
I love Sandy. She's sweet. Jay also said, Trump was such a great president. I should have voted for him 3 times. By seeing what has happened, maybe I should have. And here's the thing.
Yeah.
We all know people.
Yeah.
Who received more than one ballot in the mail.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Now, they didn't use those ballots, but they received. But, I mean, even things like people should be outraged that even happened.
Right.
But nobody said, I guess as long as you get the outcome you want, you're not going to be outraged.
Sure.
And that's a problem. And that's a moral compass problem right there.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, give those phone numbers out one more time there, Janet.
Text line is 434-248-0704. And the studio lines, 434-534-8500 or toll free 866-916-3776.
Just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself.
Janet and Mark in the morning on WIQO, part of the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
You're on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark. It is 8:23 almost. Little Paul McCartney for you. There you go. Say what you want to say. You can text us 434-248-0704 or call us. Our studio line 434-534-8500. Toll free 866-916-3776.
Oh, well, it's so good to hear you from you guys and to get those texts in. Teresa just texted in. She slept in this morning.
Ah, good for her.
Teresa, stop sleeping in. She's got vacation days to
no
burn.
No more of that for us Monday through Friday.
Oh, no. Your days of sleeping in are over, my friend.
I did mornings before. I did it for about 6 months, but that was like 5.5 years ago. And,
Teresa said, welcome to our craziness, Mark.
Yes.
He's only just beginning to find out. Teresa, only just beginning.
Well.
My dogs were pretty excited that I went to bed early.
Good.
Though.
I am so happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were like, okay.
Are they little cuddle buttons with you?
Well, yeah. You've met my dogs.
Well, I know, but I didn't know if they were like under the covers. And...
If one of them likes to be under the covers.
Right.
The other one, the cat-like one, Winston, sometimes he's, your dogs are cuddly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. One of them like yours goes under the cover, and the other one, I mean, the other one just sort of forces himself in there, and one of them wants to sleep on top, but sometimes I cover them up because they're, I mean, both of us have small dogs. I mean, you've got a larger dog too, but mine, I have a 6 and a 7 pounder,
right,
which are heavyweights compared to yours.
Well, I know, but they're still the same breed.
Yeah.
I mean, they're Yorkshire. We both have Yorkshire Terriers, which is kind of weird.
That is.
It's a little weird that we both have, that we have the same.
Yeah, well, mine has the rat terrier. I don't know if that makes a difference or not.
Well, it does. They're bigger.
Yeah.
And whereas mine are more like 3-4 pounds.
So a rat is bigger than a mouse.
Apparently. No, but my guys were like, oh, yes, nap time early. Okay.
All right. We talked about the whole debate on masks and everything. I don't know if you've ever seen Rick Santelis. He became famous years ago because of a rant about how everybody was getting bailed out, and it became viral. Well, this one could go viral again. CNBC. He is going up against one of his colleagues
to closing down, except for the politicians themselves, but for their constituents, they're talking about, you know, they need to be much more careful. We're hearing, right?
Yes. No. I believe in careful. You know why a parking lot for a big box store like by my house is jam packed.
That's
not
Rick's
one
voice.
Parking spot open. Why are those people any safer than a restaurant with plexiglass? I just don't get it. And I think there's a million of these questions that could be asked. And I think it's really sad that when we look at the service sector and all the discussions we've had about job losses, that particular dynamic isn't studied more, isn't worked more. We don't put more people in the room and try to figure out ways so that these service sector employees and employers could all come back in a safer way. You can't tell me that shutting down, which is the easiest answer, is necessarily the only answer.
Rick, I just as a public health and public service announcement for the audience, the difference between
a
big box retailer.
Who is this?
Hold on. The difference between a big box retailer and a restaurant, or frankly, even a church, are so different, it's unbelievable.
I disagree.
You're wearing a mask.
You can have your thoughts and I
you're
can have mine.
You're required to wear a mask.
I disagree.
It's science. I'm sorry. It's science. If
it's
you're wearing
not
a mask,
science.
It's a different story.
500 people in a Lowe's aren't any safer than 150 people in a restaurant that holds 600. I don't believe it.
You don't have to believe it. But let me just say this. You're doing a disservice to the viewer because the viewers need to understand it.
You are doing a disservice to the viewer. You are.
Is that guy still employed by CNBC?
Wow.
I mean, he did something similar years ago and it went viral. I mean, I agree. I mean, during the beginning of the pandemic, I mean, I was serious the whole time about hand sanitizer. I shared my heart condition with you guys earlier, why I'm doing live talk radio at 4 a.m. or getting up at 4. Anyway.
Because it's good for you.
Because it's good for me.
Yeah.
But the whole idea of, you know, the hand sanitizer and the mask, I did it all. I would go to Lowe's up in Madison Heights because that one's closest to my house. I love that store. And I'm not kidding you. 70% of the people weren't wearing masks on average, you know.
And so why were they allowed to be open? Why were they considered essential?
Well,
they were considered essential.
Right.
Yeah, that's why they were open.
That was early on. And then after the governor's, let's call it a mandate, it didn't change. So I'm not blaming those folks. They're hardworking people, but not all of them are young people. There's some older construction guys that are good friends of mine, actually, because I was in construction for almost 40 years.
And see, when I talk about wearing the mask, when I talk about wearing the mask, and I mean, look, I would have people. And I've had them tell me on social media,
right?
You know, oh, Janet, I can't believe you can conform to this socialist agenda. Come on,
right?
If it keeps people safe, if it keeps our small businesses
open, right?
Wear the stupid mask,
right? And my point there is, Madison Heights Lowe's. All those times I was in there, I don't know of a huge outbreak in Amherst County. I'm not aware.
Right.
We have a caller on the line. Hello, who do we have?
Hey, this is Wally. How are y'all doing, Janet? How, Mark?
Hey,
Wally.
Gotta get this straight. I'm nervous.
It's all right. It's okay. Don't be nervous.
Janet, I'm so sorry to hear about your dad, but something I had to tell you. Okay. No one leaves you when they live in your heart and mind.
Amen.
Oh,
that's sweet.
And all, and well, it's so great to hear you back. I woke up at 5. I normally get up 5:45.
Oh, wow.
I dozed back off. I dreamed about the show.
Oh, my gosh.
I woke up about 20 minutes later. I dozed off again, dreamed about the show, and finally got up at 5:45 and flicked the radio on. And I couldn't wait. It's been the longest darn night. It was the longest 1 hour from 5 to 6.
Bless
I've
your
ever
heart.
Had.
It was like Christmas morning.
Wow.
That's
yes,
the way it
was.
Feels. That's the way it feels like to me.
Wally, you made my day.
It's the best thing that's happened in 2020.
Oh,
glad to have you back.
You're sweet to say so. Thank you. And you know, I've my dad suffered with Alzheimer's for about 7 years, and it was a long, hard road, and so many of you knew about that from the very beginning, really. And he's right. There's always going to be a part of my daddy in me.
That's right. Wally, thanks so much for calling in. You can text us and say, hey, we enjoy what you're doing. You know, do this, more of this, less of that, whatever. 434-248-0704. The studio lines 434-534-8500. Toll free 866-916-3776. Have a lot of people listening online, like Renee down in Georgia. Renee, do your job. Save your state.
That's right. Get stinking pretty. That's my 2020 theme song, Washington. I know your lie. Your lips are moving. That's my Joe Biden song.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, look, Sleepy Joe is saying, you know, just 100 days. He's just asking for 100 more days of the mask.
Just 100, just 100.
That and take a vaccine.
Okay.
I'll wear the mask, Joe, but...
Jake is on the first... day I'm inaugurated to say I'm going to ask the public for 100 days to mask. Just 100 days to mask. Not forever, 100 days.
Yeah.
And I think we'll see a significant reduction if we occur that, that occurs with vaccinations and masking to drive down the numbers considerably.
Of course, we'll also be out of cold and flu season. So not that that'll have any correlation with it.
He was also asked about the vaccine, Janet.
Mm-hmm.
Do you plan to get vaccinated before Inauguration Day, and will you do it in public the way that Presidents Obama, Bush, and Clinton have suggested they're willing to?
I'd be happy to do that. When Dr. Fauci says we have a vaccine that is safe, that's the moment in which I will stand before the public and see that, look, part of what has to happen, Jake, and you know as well as I do, people have lost faith in the ability of the vaccine to work. Already the numbers are really staggeringly low, and it matters what a president and a vice president do. And so I think that my three predecessors have set the model as to what should be done, saying once it's declared to be safe, and then I think Barack said once Fauci says it's clear, that's my measure, then obviously we take it. And it's important to communicate to the American people it's safe. It's safe to do this.
You know, it's so interesting.
Safe is a very, very dangerous word to use.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for him to come out and say something is safe.
Right.
When it truly, in my opinion, has not been vetted.
Right.
I mean, I didn't allow my kids to have vaccines and things that they had just come out with. I didn't. I mean, I made sure that they were out for a while.
Right.
And it come to find out some of the things that they tried to do, even with measles and the, you know, they weren't working.
Mm-hmm.
They tried the nasal and they found out that wasn't working as well, didn't protect them as much as the shots did. Coming out and saying something is safe and saying, oh, well, if Fauci says it, then I'll believe it. Well, Fauci said the masks don't work.
Yeah, and Fauci did say the masks
wouldn't
work.
So if that's your bar, then how does that work?
That's a moving bar.
That is a moving.
That's kind of like a drinking bar on wheels that you can't stay up with, Janet.
And like I don't think that it hurts anything to have the mask, but... You know, by Fauci's own words, it's only going to do so much. Like if our surgeons and nurses, if all they did was wear the mask, you know, there are other things that go with wearing the mask
right.
that you have to do to be safe.
I have a personal story right here. I work in a tech booth now once a month. I was there every week at my church. And the weekend that my wife and I went out of town, the coronavirus was spread in the booth. And they wore their masks the whole time. You know how they got it? The one guy running sound and the lady running all the media stuff share a middle computer. He used the mouse. This is what we've concluded anyway. We're not scientists, okay? Mm-hmm. Don't even play a good one on the radio after staying at Holiday Inn Express. All right. But they both used the mouse that day. And okay. That's the only thing that we have concluded how it spread. So a mask wouldn't help you there. Now, hand sanitizer might, but I think it's going to be years in the future that we're going to find out how this thing spread in so many different ways. It would make our head spin.
Yeah. Well, so. I'm sure that there's so much that we don't know mm-hmm. about this still.
Sure.
But now what we do know is that in the past, you know, we do know what vaccine timetables have looked like in the past.
They're years.
And right. So, you know, you have the preclinical and the development. It takes on average 2 to 6 years.
Wow.
Usually. Mm-hmm. And then phase one takes 1 to 2 years. Clinical development phase two takes about 2 years. Mm-hmm. Clinical development phase three takes 2 to 3 years. Then those are, and then there's licensing. That can take a year and a half after that. And so, I mean, this is what we know based on previous vaccines being developed.
Now, Project Warp Speed is exactly that. We're getting it in 9 months.
But there are certain things that you can't rush.
Right.
You might be able to rush some of the development of it, but as far as the, the formulation and the stability, but even getting it, the facilities up and running, and then the development. You know, the safety testing, you know, with your test subjects and then to see how they're going to respond. Usually they'll start with 100 healthy people. That's how they start out with. And then, you know, the second development is very controlled and that takes a couple of years. I mean, there's a whole lot more to developing a vaccine. You can say warp speed all you want to. Right. I mean, that's like saying, it's baby warp speed. Well, at the end of the day, to get a healthy baby, you need 9 months.
Right, right. No, I agree. I think a lot of the red tape was cut out by the Trump administration.
And that's fine until the red tape starts putting people at risk because you're rushing through something that you shouldn't be rushing through.
Sure. Yeah, there needs to be some additional testing. And I think the people that are going to go ahead and get it are really part of this testing,
and that's fine if that's the great thing about living in America,
right?
And I have some friends and they volunteered and that's great,
if that's
what you want to do,
right? And I think the population of our older presidents, except for Obama's the youngest former president, pretty good health. I don't know if he still smokes or not. That plays into this thing too, but if they start dropping, I mean, if you see George W, having some issues, you're going to know if you're in that age range.
Well, and you have to listen to your gut. If you feel compelled to participate in this study, good for you. I mean, that's a noble thing if that's something that you're willing to risk. Again, I've got, and for a mother like me who has a child that's immune suppressed, thank you for being willing to do that. I can't afford to test something, contract something, spread something.
Right.
You know, so you've just got to do what you're comfortable doing.
And
so.
I think if anything we've learned is that we do need to be a little bit more of a cleaner society in so many ways, but just washing your hands and doing those kinds of things were important before, and I think some of the folks that haven't done it.
But my thing is, how many of y'all weren't washing your hands?
I think there's quite a few.
And why didn't you have Clorox wipes in your house?
Haven't you seen the episode of Seinfeld, the pizza guy?
Yes,
I have. He goes in and uses the restroom and washes his hands.
I grew up with a mama who, when we traveled, she kept a thing of Lysol in the bag.
Good for her.
So, I mean, that's what I grew up with. But when I saw the run on Lysol and Clorox wipes. I'm like, did like none of the houses in America have that?
Right.
because that's something that I've always had.
Sure.
On hand. Mm-hmm. So to me, I thought it was kind of funny that apparently nobody was using. Now, I'm not a big hand sanitizer person.
Well, I'm going to have a story in the days ahead about hand sanitizer. My wife has an inside track on some stories through medical journals that'll be interesting to hear.
I just think you can kill good germs too.
Right, sure.
So,
you know. Make your hands dry.
I just think just good old plain old soap and water
can do
an awful lot if we'll just, you know, take care of that. Hey, if you're just joining us this morning, our text number is 434-248-0704. Studio line 434-534-8500 or toll free 866-916-3776. Heard from Jean this morning, who said she was searching for a station to listen to. My husband said once again he missed Janet. That's when we heard the familiar voice. Thanks for being back on the air. How sweet, Jean.
Nice.
Thanks for saying that. If you missed any of the show today, we are going to have some things up on our SoundCloud. You can go to our Facebook page and access some of that. And just look us up. It's the Morning Jam VTRN. We talked with Josh Stamm earlier. They're doing a beautiful drive-through display at Legacy Wealth Management. We'll have that interview that we did earlier. We need some of those feel-good stories.
Oh, we do. No doubt about it.
And all you need to do, and you don't even have to do that, but if you can bring a non-perishable food item and drop it off, that's going to be open 7 days a week right up through Christmas, he said. Yeah. They'll turn the lights on at 5 o'clock. Wow. I think he said they turned them off at 10 or something like that. So that's kind of fun. Danville has got some light things going on as well. They're hosting, they hosted their Luminary Trail Walk. Did I say that right?
Luminary? I think so.
Okay.
Don't ask me to say it. I am not
like
your guy for that.
That's one of those words where it's like...
Luminary.
Yeah. So that I think that went really well. And they had to make some changes, of course, because of COVID.
Sure.
But they are, you know, trying to get people outside to enjoy what's been fairly mild. Our winter has been really mild so far. The next Danville Parks and Rec event is going to be this week as they host the Baloo Park Community Holiday Light Show.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, so that's going to be good. We've got light things going on all over as people are looking to enjoy the holidays. And are you lighting your house up more than you normally do? I'm curious.
Yes.
I'd like to know. I am seeing your pictures on Facebook, though. People are taking pictures of that first snowfall. I'm a little jealous. Some people seem to get more than others.
Yeah. Hey, this show is really fun. We have one more segment to go. We'd love to hear from you. Janet put the question out there. Why don't you call us? 434-534-8500. Toll-free number is 866-916-3776. Or text us 434-248-0704.
Make the toast. We'll bring the jam with Janet and Mark on WIQO.
Let's see. Roanoke 34, Danville 37, and in Des Moines, Iowa. That's on my phone because that's where my son lives. It's 32 degrees. He might be listening.
Isn't it weird when you get stuff like that up on, like, it'll have something that you've, in Cancun, it's, I don't want to know. I don't know what it is.
Isn't
in Cancun.
Isn't that the truth? Oh, my gosh.
Thought of the day today. Yep. It's never a good idea to take measure of oneself through the eyes of the joyless. Isn't that true?
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, never a good idea to take measure of oneself through the eyes of the joyless. Well, you guys aren't joyless. We ask about those Christmas lights. Are you decorating? Mm-hmm. Are you doing your thing? They're sending in photos and all kinds of things. You can text your photo to us, 434-248-0704, of the holiday lights that they've been putting up, the Christmas decorations. I've even got some, you know, decorated dogs here.
Oh, wow.
You know how I appreciate that. Mm. You can also share those on our Facebook page as well. And we love seeing that. I think everybody's getting in or trying to get in to the holiday spirit a little more.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful. frightful, but the fire is so delightful.
Casey.
And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
You know, I was looking at the forecast.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to start at 3 and go to almost a 90%. I mean, and it did snow.
It did.
But it wasn't much. We didn't.
I don't know. Some of the photos on Facebook, some people got some pretty nice snow coverings. It's not going to last because it's going to get too warm. But they have, you know, their yards covered.
That's right.
Winston was covered this morning. And he doesn't. I've got to get him clipped.
It doesn't take much to cover Winston.
I know.
Per the square inch.
But he's starting to look like a big puffball.
Okay.
And the cold doesn't get to him, so he's like, yeah, I'm fine out here.
Yeah.
Because he's got his fur coat on.
How many pounds are your dogs officially?
Winston broke the 4-pound mark.
Did he? Okay.
Now, if I trim him this week, that could go down. and Baxter, he's not quite 4 pounds yet.
Gotcha.
So, you know.
Yeah, well.
But they're mighty in personality.
Oh my gosh. I mean, per the ounce. I mean,
right.
If you could per capita per the ounce, they're feisty little things.
Oh yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So.
They've got a lot going on. And if you go to my Facebook page, they're all decked out in their Christmas glory. Baxter is the elf and Winston is Santa Claus.
Oh wow.
So if you, you know, look me up on Facebook, Janet Rose, you'll see my little man there.
Check out our Facebook page, Morning Jam on VTRN. That's the Virginia Talk Radio Network. So check it out. And while you're there, you know, give us a like or whatever.
And what about Oliver and Romeo? I mean,
they do have their Christmas sweaters.
They do?
Yes.
Okay.
They haven't worn them yet. They've worn sweaters, but it's time to break them out. And we do have some little, you know, elves hats and stuff for them that we'll put on Christmas Day.
So I had niece and nephew in, mm-hmm. Ella and Eli
right.
were in, and Ella went shopping with Annie,
mm-hmm.
and I had put Winston's little Christmas bow tie on him. So it's like a nice plaid
right.
tie. He looked mm-hmm. very handsome, and Mark informed Eli, and when your Annie's gone, we'll turn Winston back into a boy.
Oh my gosh.
So that wasn't nice. I didn't think that was nice at all.
Well, but. You know, I think you have one of these, a wine, you know, Advent
oh, yes,
wine thing.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So do we.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, at our house.
It was Merlot Day
yeah, was
yesterday.
It? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I have to tell you, our dogs, we're going to be talking about our dogs some. You're just going to have to get used to it.
Oh, they talk about theirs, too.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all good.
So, and Ruth Ann, I think, has a dog, if I'm not mistaken.
Several.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, anyway, we had to get an Advent calendar for the dogs. So, we bought a cheese calendar, a wine calendar, because we're cheesy and I like to wine. And then we bought the dog. And it was so good because it came with 2 treats in each day. So, we were thinking, how are we going to do this? Because these treats aren't very big.
Uh-huh.
Of course, the dogs aren't either.
Right.
But there were 2 treats for each day.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. So aww. There's some coffee ones. They've been very creative. Aldi's, you're going to hear me talk about Aldi's a lot.
My little dogs, they don't have an advent calendar. Mm. They do, however, have a Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer dog dish.
Oh, really?
Yes, they do. So
okay.
they do have holiday dog dishes.
Right.
So, you know, there's that.
My dogs are so small that I tried to put like the antler thing on them for a bigger dog, and they just kept it just kept falling over.
Oh,
I mean,
like
the dogs
the Grinch,
kept falling
like
over.
Like on Grinch Stole Christmas.
Yeah.
That's what happened to him.
Oh, is it? Okay.
On the little, don't you remember he would tie,
oh, yes.
he tied the antler on him and then on Max, and then he tipped over and then he had to like cut part of that off. It used to make me cry when I was little.
Wow.
That part of The Grinch Stole Christmas used to make me cry.
Yeah.
I also couldn't watch Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer because I got upset that they bullied Rudolph.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I was a very sensitive
child. A lot of trauma
child.
In your childhood there.
I know. You have no idea.
Well, Charlie Brown
the
Christmas.
The stories I could tell.
Well, and you'll have time to tell them in the days ahead. The Charlie Brown Christmas is my favorite movie of all time.
Nothing to cry about in that one.
Yeah,
that one's,
but
that
I still
one's
get
good.
The I still get that warm fuzzy feeling when
oh,
he,
yeah, you get
when
a
he
little...
talks about Luke, the book of Luke.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You know, I heard a special. They wanted to cut that scene. CBS says no,
oh,
we cannot have that in there.
Right.
And that's in the 60s.
Right.
We couldn't have the Bible on TV back then.
Mm-hmm.
And but, you know, the thing became an overnight success. And, you know, it doesn't happen like it happens now. It goes viral. But back in the day, it went viral.
It went its own kind of viral.
Yeah, it went its own kind of viral. And this thing was a huge success. Apple bought the rights to it this year. And I think they released it to where it could be shown on over-the-air TV to public television. So check your listings, your local listings, and be able to watch Charlie Brown Christmas.
Oh, my gosh. I could watch it over and over.
Me too.
And the Great Pumpkin. I love that one as well.
Yeah.
So in the as we go through the week, we'll be talking about what are those must-watch movies
right.
and specials that you have. I have some weird ones on my list.
I do, too.
But they're kind of fun.
But I also have some really, really good ones that are in black and white.
Mm-hmm.
And like the original Miracle on 34th Street.
Well, and I have a version of It's a Wonderful Life
mm-hmm.
that's colorized.
Really?
Now, typically I'm more of a purist, but I have mm-hmm. to tell you, it's a Wonderful
bad.
Life colorized. You see things that you don't see in the original.
Gotcha.
And it's pretty marvelous.
Yeah.
I kind of like it.
Well, you know, when Ted Turner started messing with that color stuff,
mm-hmm.
colorizing black and white movies back in the 80s, it was very clunky, but it's gotten a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
You could see like the colors would fade past like their face or whatever and go into whatever was next to them, but it's gotten a lot better. Of course, computer technology has gotten so much better. Oh my gosh. With some of the stuff they can do now, the deep fakes?
Uh-huh.
That's kind of scary. What
right.
they turned Sylvester Stallone into the kid on Home Alone. You gotta watch that video.
Oh, that's kind of weird.
Oh, it's hilarious.
That's funny.
He sounds like him, looks like him, and it's like a super young version of Sylvester Stallone.
Well,
doing
it's interesting because COVID has also changed the movie industry
so much. We're gonna talk about that.
A lot of the big movies that have been most popular this year are from the 80s.
Yeah.
You know, some of the, like Raiders has done really well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the list of the movies that have been really popular
right.
are ones that people are rediscovering
mm-hmm.
again because they're just not releasing movies. Now
right.
they're starting to release movies, including Wonder Woman. That's going to have a Christmas release. And it's going to be released in theaters, but it's also going to be on HBO. That's going to be kind of weird. We're going to have an interview later on this week talking about that.
Yeah. Look forward to that. Thanks so much for being part of the program today. I just want to end each day with this thing that's sitting in front of me. It's a card that my son sent me, and it almost looks like a marquee.
Mm-hmm.
He's been battling with cancer for 5 years. 5 years. And he is on an indefinite regimen of chemo. Forever, because
right.
they cannot remove the tumor that's next to his heart. This kid has gone through so much. He's in his 40s now, but he sent me this, Janet. Make today awesome, and that's what I want you to do every single day, because
mm-hmm.
it's our choice. Janet, I'm so thrilled to be here with you.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to do it again tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Until then, you guys take care and make today awesome.